Foxton Readers Level 2. The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. "This walking stick is interesting, Holmes," I said. "Dr. Mortimer left it last night. It has the initials CCH on it." "What's your opinion of the initials, Watson?" asked Holmes. "Maybe CCH is a friend or colleague who gave him the stick?" I replied. "Good thinking, Watson," said Holmes. "But Mortimer's a doctor, so I think the H is for hospital. In my opinion, he worked at Charing Cross Hospital. But now he's moved to the countryside. That's why the stick is dirty." The door opened and Dr. Mortimer entered. In his hand, he held a document. "Good morning, Dr. Mortimer," I said. "Tell me, do you work at Charing Cross Hospital?" "I worked there until 5 years ago," said Dr. Mortimer. "But now I live and work in Devon, near Baskerville Hall." Holmes smiled. He loved to be right. "What are you doing here in London?" he asked. "I'm meeting Sir Henry Baskerville at the station. He's a young man from Canada. He's arriving this morning." "And what's the document you're holding?" asked Holmes. "Hugo Baskerville wrote this in 1742, said Dr. Mortimer. "It's a story he heard from his grandfather about their ancestor, also called Hugo." "Go on," said Holmes. "Hugo Baskerville lived at Baskerville Hall. He was lazy, and he drank heavily. He fell in love with a girl from the village, but she refused to marry him. Hugo kidnapped the girl and locked her in a room in Baskerville Hall. Then he sat in the kitchen drinking with his friends, but the girl escaped through the window. When Hugo discovered this, he was so angry that he and his friends jumped on their horses and rode after the girl. Hugo rode fast on his big black horse, and his friends soon lost him. They stopped and spoke to an old man. The man said, 'I saw a girl. Some huge dogs were trying to catch her, and I saw a horse with no rider. Then there was an enormous black hound. It was wild, not of this world. From its open mouth came fire and a terrible noise.' Hugo Baskerville's friends were terrified, but they carried on, and they soon discovered Hugo's dogs. The dogs were quiet and scared. Then the men found the girl. She was lying on the ground, dead. Nearby they saw Hugo Baskerville. He was dead too, and standing over him was the enormous, terrifying hound. As the men watched, the hound tore out Hugo Baskerville's throat. Since that time, there have been many violent deaths on the moor. The local people know it's not safe to cross the moor at night." Holmes said, "Do you believe this story, Dr. Mortimer?" "I'm not sure," said Mortimer. "It can't be true," I said. "I also have a newspaper article from 14th of May this year," said Dr. Mortimer. "When you read it, you might change your mind." Holmes took the article and read it aloud. "On 4th of May, Sir Charles Baskerville died suddenly during his usual evening walk, and his servant, Barrymore, found him dead at midnight. Dr. Mortimer considers that Sir Charles died of a weak heart." Holmes looked at Dr. Mortimer. "Is that true?" he asked. "I can't be sure," admitted Mortimer. "Sir Charles was extremely frightened of the story of the hound. Maybe his weak heart and the shock of seeing a large dog killed him." "Did his walk always follow the same route?" asked Holmes. "Yes," said Dr. Mortimer. "Barrymore called me when he found the body. I saw footprints on the path near the gate to the moor, but the gate was locked." "Is the gate high?" asked Holmes. "No," said Dr. Mortimer. "A man could climb over it." "What about the footprints?" asked Holmes. "They changed halfway down the path. Maybe Sir Charles began running. I noticed two cigars on the ground, so it seems he waited by the gate for some time." "And the body?" asked Holmes. It was still on the ground. His face looked terrified. I saw some other footprints nearby, the footprints of an enormous hound. Did you inform the police about this? Asked Holmes. No, said Mortimer. They might think I was mad. Also, we don't want Baskerville Hall to be empty. If people hear about the hound story, no one will want to live there. But Sir Charles believed it, and many people insist they have seen the hound. One man says he heard it on the night Sir Charles died. An interesting case, said Holmes. How can I assist? I'm expecting Sir Henry Baskerville at the station in 1 hour. Sir Charles had no children, but he had 2 brothers. The second brother died, and Henry is his son and heir. The third brother was a bad man, and he died in Central America. Sir Henry has come back as heir to Baskerville Hall. Can you advise me what to do for the best? Asked Mortimer.